Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Browsing and booking travel you do around the holidays, it can leave you exposed, even over Wi-Fi. Yay! Now I have passwords, account info, social security numbers, hundreds of them. I got more lists than Santa. It truly is the most wonderful time of year.
For cybercriminals, the season of giving can be the season of taking. Good thing Norton 360 with LifeLock provides an all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but thanks to Norton 360 with LifeLock, you don't have to let cybercriminals unhappy your holidays. Get 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/news. That's norton.com/news for 25% off.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station of children are around, and he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
Gary Parrish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions.
Well, Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you didn't expect Memphis to have a football coaching search wrapped up by 4 p.m. on December 10th, because they do not. But, might be able to wrap the thing up by the end of the week. Mike Norvell announced this morning that he will not coach the Tigers in the Cotton Bowl, so you will never see him, barring a big surprise, of course, you'll never see him coaching in a Memphis hoodie again. We'll get into that and what's next in the coaching search momentarily. First, quickly, though, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Keith Eastwood is my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert. Nation's leading authority, Hobo's Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. He knows Sam Sausagehead. They FaceTime sometimes. He's going to join me here in about 20 minutes. I'll ask him what's up. He'll tell me what's up. I'm sure we will get into Memphis, Tennessee, a game that is scheduled for this weekend. And surprise, surprise, Rick Barnes is saying nice things about Penny Hardaway.
Oh, good.
I'll talk to Keith Eastwood about that 4:20. When I finish that, I'm going to take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Ja Morant made his return to the basketball court last night, and he was just as awesome as I remember. Bennett, I got up early yesterday. I promise you my intentions were not to stay up late watching a basketball game, but Ja Morant was showing off. I couldn't turn it off.
Me either.
I stayed up all night watching it. We'll get into that around 4:44. Matt Luke got a new job already. Chad Morris got a new job already. So those fired SEC coaches didn't stay unemployed long. I'll tell you where they're at a little later on this hour. Jimmy B Classic is tonight. Fun matchup between great coaches. I'll get you ready for that just before 5 o'clock. And the New York Yankees have offered Gerrit Cole a contract worth more than the record-breaking 7-year, $245 million deal that Steven Strasburg just signed with the Washington Nationals. That's according to ESPN's Buster Olney. So Gerrit Cole about to be a wealthy man. We'll get into that during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. And then at 5:20, this is going to be fun. Hannibal Buress, the acclaimed comedian, actor, writer, and producer. He's going to join me in a studio. He's got a couple of big things going on. First things first, he's going to be at the 1884 Lounge inside Minglewood Hall tonight for a show that he just announced yesterday. I saw my friend Andrea tweet earlier. She was like, why didn't anybody tell me Hannibal Buress is playing 3 blocks from my house? And it's because, like, he didn't even know he was doing it till yesterday.
Right.
The reason he's in this part of the country, He's got a festival this weekend in Isola, Mississippi called Isola Fest. Now, Isola, Mississippi, he's apparently got family there, but it's like a town of 800 people. It's a very small, very country Mississippi town, and he is throwing a three-day festival there. T-Pain's going to be there. It's a music festival and a comedy festival. So I'll talk to Hannibal Buress about that and his show tonight inside Minglewood Hall, which is terrific because here's what he's doing. His first album, released back in 2010, was called My Name is Hannibal, and it's terrific. I listened to it when it came out. I listened to it again last night just to, you know, refresh my memory.
Sure.
I was still laughing at it 9 years later. The jokes hold up really, really well. And so he doesn't own that. Our old record label owns that. And he wanted to buy it back. They won't sell it to him. So he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to re-record it. The exact same jokes. I'm going to re-record it, and then I'll own it. It'll just be a different album, but it'll be the exact same jokes. And so he decided while he was going to be in this part of the country doing Isola Fest this weekend, he's like, maybe I'll just do a show at Minglewood Hall, and I'll record it. And he's literally just going to tell the same jokes that he told on that My Name is Hannibal special 9 years ago. That's tonight at Minglewood Hall. Tickets were available at MinglewoodHall.com. It is sold out, I'm told. So Hannibal Buress will be in studio with me right around 5:20, and then we'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the Memphis football coaching search. First things first, Mike Norvell confirmed this morning that he will not coach Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. You know, when I was talking to Evan Barnes yesterday, the excellent beat writer at the Commercial Appeal, we both said, we agreed, like, I know that there's a part of Mike that wants to do it, and I'm sure that Memphis wouldn't mind him doing it, but when it comes time to actually make that decision, we both said we'd be surprised if he coaches Memphis in the Cotton Bowl.
Sure.
And less than 24 hours later, Mike announced that he's not going to coach Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. And it's totally sensible. I mean, it must be a weird thing, the way your career unfolds and how quickly these things happen if you're a college football coach or a college basketball coach, because you have to make life-altering decisions in a pretty short amount of time. Like, every time I've considered job offers, I have literally weeks to consider them. I can sleep on it, think about it, talk to my wife, talk to people I trust, and then make a decision after I feel like I've really weighed the pros and cons of everything. When you are a football coach or a basketball coach, the time frame in which you have to make these decisions is escalated drastically. More so basketball than football, I think, but still in either direction, you got to make life-altering, life-changing, family-changing, career-changing decisions very quickly. And so I would imagine, dating back to the offseason, Mike has always had this season planned out, at least in his head, the way it could go. And I suppose the way he planned it would go undefeated, but the loss at Temple makes that impossible. But either way, big picture, as good as you can possibly get at Memphis. Conference championship and a New Year's Six Bowl. I mean, that really is as good as it can get at Memphis, because even if you're undefeated, you can't sniff the playoff. So even with one loss, in terms of accomplishments, did as much as possible at a place like Memphis. And then you go, man, and then I'm going to go coach Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait to coach in that stadium. Can't wait to coach in Dallas. Can't wait to coach on that stage against a power conference school that we now know is going to be Penn State. So he's been planning on it, planning on it, planning on it. And then he becomes the target at Florida State. And then he takes that job for reasons we've explained, mostly rooted in you just can't turn it down. And you're still going, but I've been thinking all months and months and months about coaching Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. So I'm going to do it. If they'll let me do it, I'm going to do it. And that's where he was, I think, on Saturday. That's where he was on Sunday. But what I said yesterday, and Evan said as well, is what you wanted on Saturday or imagined you wanted on Saturday and Sunday becomes less important when you wake up on Tuesday and you're the new coach at Florida State and you've got recruiting responsibilities, you're trying to build a staff, you're meeting the people you need to meet, boosters, alumni. There's a lot going on. And the idea that you would then still come back to Memphis, run practices for a few weeks, and game plan and meet, it's just not practical. It would not be a practical approach. He would not be doing either job as well as he could do it, he would not be showing either job as much attention as it deserves. And if you end up trying to split time and then you lose the bowl game, which you're probably going to do anyway based on the point spread, somebody will say, well, he wasn't really focused on it. He spent half his time in Tallahassee. And then if you end up with a recruiting class that ain't what your fan base thinks it ought to be at Florida State, well, now you got to listen to that. Well, if he wouldn't have been trying to coach stupid Memphis in a Cotton Bowl, then maybe he'd have paid more attention to recruiting and we wouldn't have lost that five-star to Florida and that four-star to Miami. Whatever. And so not only was I not surprised that Mike said what he said this morning, I'm totally understanding of what Mike said this morning. I would love, for selfish reasons, to watch him coach Memphis one more time, if only because I think his presence would give Memphis a better shot at winning than it will now have. Because if he's there, he's calling the plays, and if he's not there, somebody not as good as him, at least on a surface level, is calling the plays. But if I were advising him and he asked me, what do you think I should do? I would say, you need to just focus on Florida State and let Memphis move on in whatever way it's going to move on. Because trying to do two jobs in two different parts of the country at the exact same time that are incredibly demanding, you're going to end up, first, just exhausting yourself. But secondly, you will not go to sleep every night thinking that you're doing everything you need to do for Florida State and or Memphis. It's not an impossible situation, but a certainly less than ideal situation. I think he made the smart decision here. As for the actual coaching search to find Mike Norvell's replacement, it is obviously ongoing. And there was an interesting tweet from Fox Sports' Bruce Feldman this morning. It read this way. Quote, Ryan Silverfield's candidacy at Memphis is gaining traction. He has all the support from the current team, recruiting class, and former players. No one has entered the transfer portal. No decommits. He's also turned down other jobs every year to stay here. And so it doesn't mean much when anybody reports something because, and I think we found this to be true with the USC situation when somebody reported that USC was going to fire Clay Helton. And you click on who this person is and you go, okay, it's a real person, but 5,000 followers, doesn't usually break news. None of the national, like real national people are picking up on it. In fact, they're refuting it. Sounds like that guy got bad information and ran with it, which is a mistake, or decided to just guess, which is obviously a mistake. Either way, probably don't need to trust that person. It's one thing when somebody like that, and I don't say it that way to be dismissive, I'm just speaking to you candidly. It's one thing when somebody like that reports what they're hearing. It's another thing when Bruce Feldman, a longtime, accomplished, reputable, reliable reporter, tweets what he is hearing. And that is that Ryan Silverfield's candidacy is gaining traction. From my perspective, that means something. And it's also unsurprising because since the moment Ryan was named interim head coach, he has done everything you would want the interim head coach to do. He gave a tremendous speech on behalf of himself on Sunday. And I thought made real strong and convincing points about why he should be the next head coach at Memphis. He sounded incredibly confident, very sure of himself. And like I said yesterday and again on Jeff's show this morning, not in an arrogant way. It didn't come across as arrogance. It just came across as genuine confidence, which I found impressive. He seemed very sure of himself. Go look around. Do a national search if you want. You'll end up right back here in front of me. I thought that was impressive. The fact that he has the support of the players, privately and publicly on social media, is impressive and worth something. That there have been no major recruiting losses is impressive and worth something. And so it doesn't surprise me that his candidacy is, quote-unquote, gaining traction. You know, I said yesterday that if you gave me two guesses on Memphis's next coach, you said, who's it going to be? And you can only pick two names. I said the names I would pick, and I might be wrong, but the names I would pick, if I were guessing, I had to put my money on it, Ryan Silverfield or Barry Odom. And I still feel that way today. And I think I feel maybe stronger about that today than I did even this time yesterday. And so we've talked a lot about Ryan Silverfield over the past couple of days. I think everybody is intrigued by him. And it does appear that at this point, he would be the popular hire. Whether he'd be the right hire, we'll see. Whether he'd be a great hire, time will tell. But I don't think there's any doubt he would be the popular hire. He seems to be the guy the fans want, the guy the players want, the guy the recruiting class wants. And that is worth something. I don't think everything should boil down strictly to that. But those are things that should be considered. And I'm certain they are being considered. We've talked a lot about him. We've talked not nearly as much about Barry Odom. But when I was talking about Barry Odom yesterday, somebody sent me an article from last month that Ben Fredrickson did at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And it was before Barry Odom was fired. But it was clearly making the case for Barry Odom needs to be fired. And the numbers are interesting and not good. And I don't know how much people have really looked at exactly what he did at Missouri, but exactly what he did at Missouri by the numbers is not impressive at all. So let's run through that real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Career record, 4 years, 25 and 25, 13 and 19 in the SEC, 0 and 2 in bowl games. Now, with that context, that might not sound great or bad or who knows. But when you compare it to the last 4 years of Gary Pinkel, the guy he replaced, it's noticeably worse. Pinkel's last 4 years, which were all also in the SEC, he was 33 and 19 instead of 25 and 25, 17 and 15 in the SEC. That's better than Barry Odom's 13 and 19. And he went 2-0 in bowl games, as opposed to 0-2 in bowl games. The last 4 years of Gary Pinkel were better than the 4 years that followed Gary Pinkel, coached by Barry Odom. In the 4 years at Missouri, he was 1-10 against the top 25. And he was outscored by top 25 teams 336 to 180. So what does that tell you? It tells you he didn't really win games he wasn't supposed to win. If he was playing a good team, he lost almost without exception. Now, here's the most troubling number to me, and I really do think this is something to pay attention to and troubling. He lost 12 times as a favorite at Missouri in 4 years. 12 times. That's on average 3 times a year.
Yeah.
The game is about to kick off. Las Vegas says you're supposed to win this game, and you don't win the game. Now, remember, I just told you he went 1-10 against the top 25. So when he was in games he's not supposed to win, guess what he did? He didn't win them. But 12 different times in 4 years, he was in a game he was supposed to win, and he lost it. 4 times it happened this season. He was a 17.5-point favorite over Wyoming, lost 37-31. 17.5-point favorite, lost. 21-point favorite over Vanderbilt, lost 21-14. 9.5-point favorite over Kentucky, lost 29-7. 2-point favorite over Tennessee, lost 24-20. Lost 4 times as a favorite this season. Trivia time. Guess how many times he won as an underdog. In other words, sometimes you can make up for these things. Like, hey, I lost one I wasn't supposed to lose, but I went back and won one I wasn't supposed to win, so we're all good. Guess how many times he won as an underdog?
I'll say 2.
0 is the answer.
Oh, man.
0. So, yeah, he went 6-6 this season, and you can say, well, that's not that bad. Except it is that bad. Because you know what Missouri was supposed to do, according to the point spread?
Better than 6-6.
10-2.
Yeah.
They were favored in 10 of their 12 games at kickoff. If all he did was just win the games you're supposed to win, that's it. Hey, yo, we ain't asking nothing other. We ain't asking you to go out and beat Georgia. I'm not asking you to go beat a top. Just win the games you're supposed to win. Missouri should have went 10-2 this season. Instead, they went 6-6. In the 4 years that he was at Missouri, in terms of the SEC preseason poll, this is what in the preseason people say you're supposed to do. He exceeded expectations one time. That was in 2017. He was picked seventh in the East, finished tied for third. But in his first year, he was picked sixth, finished seventh. In his third season, he was picked fourth and finished tied for fourth. And this past season, he was picked third, finished tied for fourth. So he exceeded expectations once, met them once, and failed to meet them in two of his four seasons. And he had Drew Lock, a legitimate NFL quarterback, sure, for three of those seasons. Like, if you're ever going to be good at a program that isn't historically awesome, it should be when you've got a legit NFL quarterback.
Yep.
Nope. So none of that is good stuff. It's one thing when you are just losing to better programs consistently, but handling your business in manageable games. That's one thing. That's not what he did. He almost never beat good teams, and he lost on average three times per season as a favorite. That's not a good trend. He might be a nice guy and a great defensive coordinator and maybe a terrific future head coach. I won't pretend to know. But I can tell you what he was at Missouri. He was somebody who could not win games that he wasn't supposed to win and kept losing games that he wasn't supposed to lose. That's what the numbers say. Now, does that eliminate him from the conversation in Memphis? I don't suppose so. In fact, I know it hasn't. He is a legitimate candidate. And maybe there's a way to explain those numbers. But those numbers are ugly, ugly, ugly. Favored in 10 of 12 games this season at Missouri. Finished at 6-6. There is no way to spin that into a positive. I'll talk more about it with Jeff Cock at the 5 o'clock. When we come back, Keith Easterwood's up next.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our family to yours. As a Christian family-owned and operated company for more than 60 years, with a history of honest, quality work, using the best technologies available in the industry, we want you to make sure you keep your family warm and comfortable this holiday season by taking advantage of our $60 furnace tune-up special, which includes testing your furnace's safety capabilities, testing for carbon monoxide leaks, and helping keep your furnace running at its peak efficiency. Or maybe this holiday season, you're interested in a tankless water heater, or air duct cleaning, or even repairing that leaky faucet. We can take care of that too. Just give us a call at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more with help from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Y'all know the term no-lose situation. Well, that's exactly what the Fitz Sportsbook has dreamed up for you with Memphis Madness. Here's how it works. If Memphis wins the 2020 College Basketball Championship in the spring, every single non-winning bet you've made at the Fitz Sportsbook between November 1st through tip-off April 6th gets refunded to you in C-A-S-H. Cash. There are no losers. None. Let that sink in for a second. Who would do that? Who's got the stones to make an offer like that? Come on. That's an easy answer. The Fitz, that's who. So let me take a wild guess. Every one of y'all, whoever your team is now, is going to become a Memphis maniac come March. Am I right? So I got to ask the question, and I'm being 100% serious here. Why would you bet anywhere else? Right, you wouldn't. You should. shouldn't. So say it with me, people. Go blue and make your bets only at the Sportsbook at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades. This lifestyle's forever.
John Morant made his return to the court last night, and he was just as awesome as I remember him being. Another terrific performance from the Grizzlies rookie and runaway leading candidate for NBA Rookie of the Year. We're going to get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me at 5 o'clock. Hannibal Buress in studio at 5:20 in advance of tonight's sold-out show at the 1884 Lounge, Minglewood Hall. But right now, he is my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobo's Hero, Street Corner Clowns. He knows Sam Sausagehead. They text sometimes. It's Keith Easterwood making the big interview.
Keith Easterwood is presented by Old Dominic Distillery. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
He ran.
Yep.
Die, Brad, die.
Local basketball expert talking Hobos, Heroes, and Street Corner Clowns on 92.9's Gary Parrish Show.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
You know, you go through life, you meet all kind of people. I met a guy who said he was allergic or addicted to brake fluid. I'm like, holy Jesus. But you know what he came back and said? He can stop anytime.
Might have to let Easterwood open up for Hannibal Buress tonight. He's got jokes. He's got brake fluid jokes. I like stupid jokes like that.
Yeah. So Saturday, I got my phone. I'm keeping up with the Tigers. You got the AAC football championship back and forth to LSU in Georgia. And so Pennington were down quite a bit. And, of course, you know, the Tigers pulled out the AAC championship, and which is really neat. And, you know, we knew, I think, the worst-kept secret in the world was Norville going to the Florida State. So they really started focusing on the Tigers. And, man, DJ put on a show. And so they're undefeated without Wiseman. People on this end of the state, they're fired up for the weekend, baby. So I hope, you know, when they roll in here, they're ready to play. And, you know, Tennessee's an above-average team. I think they're, what, top 20 still? So it's another good weekend. You know, good things are going on. The guy across the street from me, since we've lived here, has flown a Penn State flag. Now he wants to talk.
Oh, yeah, because we got a Memphis-Penn State Cotton Bowl. It's funny. I was joking. I was with Dana O'Neill maybe – I don't know, Champions Classic. She's a Penn State grad, works for The Athletic. We were sitting together at the Garden, and I was joking. I said, Dana, you better watch out. It's going to be Memphis-Penn State in the college football playoff. Obviously joking, Memphis could never get to the college football playoff. But because Penn State also didn't get there, we still do get a Penn State-Memphis showdown. It'll be less than what it otherwise would be because of the absence of Mike Norvell. But still, it's fun. Like, playing Penn State, like, that's fun. That's it's one of the biggest brands in college football. I'm looking forward to it, even if Mike's not going to be there.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you get to measure yourself against one of the better programs in the country. Now, here's what happens a lot of times, and I think you'll see maybe some of it, I don't know, Michigan, especially Alabama, you know, because you didn't make the Final Four, you're kind of less than fired up, and then the Memphis brand is not the Big Ten brand. So I hope, number one, they get guys that's like, hey, I'm going to set this out. I'm going pro. Or they show up and they ho-hum and Memphis gets in their ass and wins the ball game at best. At worst, you keep it real close where it looks respectable. And then we got to move on. I will tell you, and I'm not sure why yet. I haven't figured it out, but he's doing a good job of getting out. But Silverfield has been throughout East Tennessee. I mean, he's been, I'm not saying every school, but every school that's got a Division I player, especially in linemen, he's been on this end of the state for like 2 days and got to be using a private plane. But so he's out recruiting. Only thing I would say about it is historically we don't get a lot of guys from this end of the state. You know, Tennessee can come in and get, what, 5 or 6 Memphis kids. That's another conversation for another time, but so he is out working. Who's going to get the job? I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, debate, speculation. I mean, the offensive passing coordinator at LSU only makes $400,000 a year. I say only. I wish I did. You give him $2 million more, who knows, you can maybe get him in the conversation. So
I think LSU's about to give him $2 million. Like that, like he's the if they win a national championship, like that dude who nobody even knew who he was 2 years ago is going to be the main reason because he redid the entire offense. And now, I mean, once LSU can score on you, like when LSU can consistently put 45 on you, good luck. Because like they've still got those monsters on defense that have always been there. Joe Brady will be the MVP of LSU's season simply because he modernized LSU's offense. And when you use a modern offense with LSU athletes, forget about it. This is what you get.
Man, what they have down there is incredible, Gary, when you keep up with recruiting. And Burrow is a different guy than he's ever been. And again, it has a lot to do with their offense. What I found funny, and I sit here, you know, I find a lot of things humorous. You know, Clemson and Ohio State, they're begging and giving reasons to be number one. And Ed Ogeron, the more they've won, the more he's opened up rather than just say, go Tigers. But him and his players and everybody's like, it don't matter who we play, where we play, basically we're going to whip your ass. And they've got – LSU has always had tremendous athletes. I've been down there two or three times and so I'm looking forward to that weekend. I will tell you this, and I'll probably go to a Florida State game this year, thanks to a friend that we know in the basketball program. We've been down there quite a bit. If he can ever get 82,000 people doing the tomahawk chop, the first time they did it, man, it was surreal. I'm like, holy Jesus. And so it's a neat environment. I'm always, and my son Courtney, we were able to sit out front and eat and watch the players walk through and – So at one point, of course, Bobby Bowden was there. It was a good environment. It's a great, again, like Louisiana, fertile recruiting ground. And what's happened is Alabama, Georgia, and other schools have gone in and tapped into Florida. Why? I don't know. You know, whether it's because of Taggart or, you know, Miami's struggling. But there's still players in that state. That state is unbelievable. Texas, California. So Wade Norvell went out. I wish him nothing but luck. I wish whatever's going on with the administration, we could resolve the coaching search or whatever here at Memphis so we can keep moving. The good thing is that Norvell left some really good players coming back next year. So if the right guy comes in and keeps it going, there shouldn't be a lot of letdown. Not that it'll go 12-1, but it's an exciting time. It's good. Who would ever thought Memphis football would be this good?
I couldn't have imagined it until it actually happened. It was unimaginable as recently as, you know, within the past decade when that program won one game in a season. I'm talking to Keith Easterwood here, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I don't know if I did. I don't want to lie to you. I'm not sure if I went to any of those games in the one-loss season, but, I mean, one-win season. But yeah, to go from that
season,
to go from that to what we're experiencing right now, 12-1 with a chance to get to 13 by beating Penn State in the Cotton Bowl. It really is, it's wild stuff. Let's turn our attention to basketball. So Rick Barnes was on Vol calls and he was asked about Memphis and he gave Penny Hardaway a compliment. He said, quote, "I think Penny Hardaway has done a great job coaching these young guys. He's got a lot of young guys, and that's not the easiest thing to do when you have 5-6 new guys trying to get them to understand what they have to do. But he's done a terrific job." And when asked about the continuation of the Memphis-Tennessee series after next season's neutral site game in Nashville, Rick said, "We will see." So that's different than "I don't think it'll continue." So he's saying nice things about Penny, and he's backed off his stance that the series is likely to end after next season. So that's good news, I think, for both Memphis and Tennessee fans because we like this game.
Yeah, no, man, we love it. It's great. It's big time. And, again, I don't get the chance to have a lot of basketball conversation on this end of the state. I was actually going to a high school game tonight because of sleet and snow. Everything's been canceled. And there's a friend of ours who's a mid-major coach in this area, and he's tight with Coach Barnes. And then he calls and checks on me, and we talk. And he's like, "Keith, there's a chance to keep it going." I think that, you know, whatever he said, F Rick Barnes, or
it was Rick Barnes, get the F out of here.
Yeah. And I get all that. I mean, I've said worse to people than that. But
me too.
Yeah, thank you. So I get, usually from a distance, but I've said it. And so I hope that, you know, calmer heads prevail. Again, for Coach Barnes to come out. Coach Barnes is a good dude, man, if you talk to people. And Penny's obviously a good dude. And I think Penny wants that series to continue for a lot of reasons. We're not going to Knoxville to recruit nobody, but Barnes, obviously everybody's trying to recruit Memphis players, and I don't blame them because we have tremendous athletes. And so there's some changing of the guard. There's some mellowing right now. I think you know, Barnes had bowed up, but it got everybody's attention. I do think there's some people in the administration, from what I've been told, in Knoxville, has told him, hey, you know what, this is pretty good for us. Gives us a lot of attention. So it wouldn't shock me if some kind of way or form that they continue. Kennedy Chandler's Briarcrest team played the number one team in Louisville Mel. I think they were down 15 going into the fourth quarter. They went in overtime and beat them. Kennedy had 33. Again, that's going to be at some point the hot topic in town, and I think even to a national degree, you know, of what he's going to do. And got tremendous offers. You know, again, the thing when you talk to coaches, they talk about his poise. And then him working out with Coach Shabazz, he's gotten more explosive. He's dunking. He's shooting the ball well. He is a classic point guard. If you hadn't seen him play, I would encourage you. Brock has got two games this week. I mean, if you haven't seen him, he's worth the price of admission. Roddy Newsom's son plays with him. There's some other good players over there. So I'm not going to be shocked if they don't win the state again. And he's player of the year. And he just keeps adding to the resume. And, Gary, you know this. A guy gets so good sometimes they kind of plateau. He is staying hungry. I think a lot of it has to do with his dad and John Harrington and the people around him. And I think he's self-driven in that he wants to be special. And all of a sudden last summer it happened for him. And I don't think that he's I don't think he wants to backtrack.
We're talking to Keith Eastwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Kennedy, I didn't see him a lot when he was super young, but my understanding is that he was always a great run-your-team point guard. Like, you know, you want him, you want the ball in his hands and let him make things happen. And at some point over the past, I don't know, year and a half, he's gone from a great run-your-team point guard to a star point guard. Like, he's a star. He's great.
Yeah.
I don't know that 2 years ago people projected him to be, you know, the star of a recruiting class and the best player on a high major basketball team. And yet right now that's exactly what he projects as. He has gone from a great piece to a centerpiece of everything, at least potentially.
Yeah, and I won't be shocked if he, from again, talking to his dad, which I respect him, giving me some information, if he goes back and plays with Mocan, because he had such a great run, and again, he became the only Memphian to ever be a Peach Jam champion. You know, another thing that they really liked about him, it's not me. I try to get my information from college coaches like you do. Okay, well, if they like him, that's good enough for me. But I pull for the kid and I pull for the family. But he's a tremendous defender, as you saw with the steal at the end of the game in the Peach Jam where he stole the ball, went up and dunked, he stole it. And I'm not good with names anymore. Stole it from a five-star player. When I talked to his dad, I want to say, come on, let's go ahead and commit to Memphis. But I don't because, you know, they like their time with Coach Barnes. They like their time with Krzyzewski. Roy Williams got involved. I mean, Gary, that's pretty heady stuff. And there's not been a lot of Memphis guys. It's got that type of attention. So, you know, what I would say to people, you know, don't run up to him, where you going. Just go support him and let him know, hey, you know, the city loves you, kind of like Norvell left. Hey, we still love him. If Kennedy goes somewhere else, you know, I'll pull for him and cheer for him unless they're playing the Tigers. But if you don't go see him play now, you're missing a chance to watch a special. There's a history of special Memphis guys. You know, you're going back Charles Polk, you're going back other guys, and you're going back to obviously Larry and Ronnie and coming to Larry Finch and Ronnie Robinson and Melrose on a 40-0 state championship high school basketball team. You know, Johnny Newman, I think my mom made my brother take me. The night they played the city championship at the Coliseum, I mean, Johnny Newman went for like 40. Larry went for a ton, and in Melrose beat Overton. But I've been blessed over the years to see the best. You go see Penny as a ninth grader. I mean, hell, a guy called me from Raleigh Community Center one afternoon and said, Keith, there's a 10-year-old over here. You got to come see right now. And I'm like, bro, I'm cutting the grass. He said, no, let's stop what you're doing. And it wound up being a 10-year-old Tony Harris. So, you know, there's people, hobos, heroes, street corner clowns on the street who go to games, who keep up with you, Skip, you out there listening, whatever, and people know he is. And they just identify guys, and they'll pass that information on, you know, to knuckleheads like me or, you know, now Norton Hurd. And you know what I hate? The Arkansas AAU program is going to set up headquarters in West Memphis. Well, the only reason they're doing that is to come to Memphis. So I'm hoping Hurd puts a wall up and keeps them out. He obviously can't get everybody, but he needs to get the best to continue the success with that Nike program.
No, I echo what you say about the Chandler family. Like they're going through something right now that probably didn't seem realistic a couple years ago and is something that every kid would dream about. I mean, you're playing a basketball game and Roy Williams takes a private jet in to come watch you. I mean, there are only six people in the history of college basketball who have won at least three national championships. And one of them is Roy Williams, who flies in every once in a while to see Kennedy Chandler. Like, that's unbelievable stuff. And so I know they are proud and happy, and they should be proud and happy, and it's all awesome stuff. Memphis is going to be a factor for obvious reasons, but, you know, when Duke and North Carolina are also involved, schools like that, it becomes a much more complicated recruitment than it otherwise would be. Last thing before I let you go, you mentioned DJ Jeffries earlier. He's been consistently terrific and was a big part of the run that allowed Memphis to overcome that 20-point deficit on Saturday at UAB, the play that got most of the attention on social media. You know, he gets the ball off the rim, brings it up himself, and then just pulls up for three in transition, knocks it down. Like, that's a big-time play for anybody to make, but especially somebody his size. I knew I'd be impressed by him because I've always been a fan of his as a player, but he's at the very least lived up to the hype and probably exceeded it so far.
Yeah, he's special, and he was special, and, you know, he got lost in the shuffle. Should have been a McDonald's All-American. Had a great high school run, had a great AAU run, you know, and what people don't realize is the politics of the McDonald's game. So sometimes I can get Gary in this year, but you got a junior that I really need next year, especially playing AAU ball and things of that nature. And especially, you know, when I go to the ABCD, and it would bother me, we'd go into a room and people would argue over who should be at the All-Star game. Well, Sonny, I know one year did a deal with Master P for Little Romeo to be in the damn ABCD basketball All-Star game. He had no business being in that, but he brought DeRozan, he brought the left-handed kid went overseas, he had bought quite a bit of people. So a lot goes into it. For some reason, maybe DJ didn't have the right people politicking for him. You know, he's a pro when and where, I'm not sure. He's got a skill set to be a pro. It's funny, when he left or decommitted from Kentucky, you know, people wanted to rip his game, but and we don't have Wiseman back yet, but right now DJ could be the best player on the Tiger basketball. It's exciting, man, and the little kids with short shorts don't bother me no more. They're playing well. At first I was like, well, you tried to pull his drawers down, but that's okay. And, you know, A-Lo is playing out of his mind. A-Lo is A-Lo like he used to be. You know, and Gear, historically, real quick, you know, Alvin Wright, I said in the Coliseum, they booed him. Played point guard in Memphis. They booed Otis Jackson. They booed. I had to tell a lady one night, well, you shut the hell up, because she was just going off about Berksy. That first year of being a Division I point guard, it's a learning curve, and he seems to have learned very well. So there's a lot of good things going on. And in the long run, again, this is from an SEC coach, he's the key. In the long run, they get Wiseman back. This could be very positive for them on the floor, whether they beat Tennessee or not. And because those guys have held the fort down, everybody's had their upper game, next man up. So I'm proud to watch them, proud to be a fan, proud to be a historic Tiger basketball fan. And I'll have my popcorn ready this weekend. We'll see what happens.
That is Keith Easterwood. He's my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority in hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. He knows Sam Sausage. They G-chat every once in a while. Easterwood, I love you, baby. Thanks for being here. I'll catch up with you.
In the words of Ed Orgeron, go Tigers.
Go Tigers, indeed. I'll see you later, baby. That's Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, Ja Morant returned to the court last night in San Francisco, and he was awesome. Highlight after highlight after highlight. We'll get into that next.
Hey, it's Keith Easterwood for Old Dominic Distillery, downtown Memphis on Front Street across from Gus's Chicken. Gus ought to be paying me because I keep using them as a vantage point so you know where to go find them. Today is holiday gift set. It'll be running our way through Christmas. It includes a bottle of Memphis Toddy, two signature Toddy glasses. You can get them at your favorite liquor store or come down to the gift shop. The Toddy, I wasn't sure about it at first. We shared some. It was good. Luckily, we had some Old Dominic here for Thanksgiving. We had quite a few people over. And it's all gone, to say the least. Old Dominic Distillery down on Front Street. It's got the only female distiller in the country. They are all about Memphis. If you've not seen the vodka bottle, it's glazed. It's got red on it. It is the most beautiful. And I'm not saying this because it's Old Dominic. When I saw it, man, it filled my heart with pride because it said Old Dominic Memphis Vodka. Support them. They're all about Memphis. Canale family has always been. Keith Easterwood, out.
You look mad. Yeah, you like that.
I want to wear a spoke mask.
Oh, ugly mug. I need to drink you quickly. Drink you down and get some more energy. These kids are loud, and that guy just stole my parking. The stores are full. Sanity.
Hi, welcome to Ugly Mug Coffee.
One full moon latte, please.
Here you go. Happy holidays.
Sale this week. Receive 20% off everything at the Ugly Mug Cafe from December 5th to December 16th. Visit them at 4610 Poplar Avenue to find the perfect gift for your favorite coffee enthusiast or yourself this holiday season.
Do you need gifts for friends and family located all over this country? You can ship them prime steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop overnight. And if you need to show a client or a colleague how much you appreciate them, give them a gift certificate that can be used for dinner at Folks Folly, Memphis's original prime steakhouse, or give them any of the delicious Folks Folly menu items that you can get fresh from Humphrey's. Are you noticing a theme here? Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop can set you up with everything you need to make the holidays amazing and, most importantly, amazingly easy. They've got fresh prime steak in all of the most flavorful cuts, rack of lamb, ribeye roast, a lobster tail, and all your favorite side dishes like garlic mashed potatoes and spinach casserole. Dessert is covered with Humphrey's traditional southern pecan pie and Folks Folly's famous brownies, and then they have steak knives and aprons to really make a special gift. So be an original and treat yourself and your loved ones to a holiday you'll all truly enjoy. Stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folks Folly, or order online at humphreysmemphis.com.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and you know the holiday season is here. And one thing on lots of people's wish list is a computer, so if you know somebody like that and you're looking for the lowest prices and best service, go check my friends at Cooper Systems. You know Cooper Systems, Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. They've been with me for years, and you guys, listeners of this station, have helped grow their business because you keep going there when you need a new computer, a refurbished computer, or a custom-built computer because you know they have prices starting as low as $189. Cooper Systems has brands like Apple, HP, Dell, Gateway, Toshiba, Sony, and more. Desktops, notebooks, tablets, and printers. They really do have it all at Cooper Systems. And don't ever forget, if you need service on your computer, then Cooper Systems can help you too. In-shop diagnostic rates start as low as $24.99. So don't be frustrated by a bogged-down computer. Let Cooper Systems help get you cleaned up the way you ought to be. Go see them in the Mount Moriah office park or call them 360-9679 or visit them at coopersystems.com.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cap dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new CAT compact equipment. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Overworked? Understaffed? Facing unexpected turnover? Account Temps provides highly skilled temporary professionals exactly when you need them most. From payroll managers and bookkeepers to senior accountants, Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Decking the halls with custom cards and invitations.
Staples makes connecting with clients and loved ones easy with hundreds of holiday templates you can customize and call your own.
And right now, get 20% off select custom cards and invitations. Some can even be printed same day.
So deck the halls faster and for less this year at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/28/19, limit one. Visit staples.com/holiday cards or store for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right.
You want to own a vehicle you love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers? Go visit my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar. As I've told you before, I'm not just a spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I am a Mercedes owner. That means I've got a vehicle that looks great, rides great, really does change your mood, really does change your image. And I know it's technically a luxury vehicle, but it's more affordable in some cases than people realize. Like the new A-Class model, you can get a brand new Mercedes-Benz at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, starting at just $32,000. And with the winter sales event going on right now, they have leases starting at just $339 a month for 26 months. So it's possible, even if you didn't think it was in your budget, that it is in your budget. Go visit them at 5389 Poplar or check the website out, mbofmemphis.com, mbofmemphis.com. If you drop by, take a stroll through the AMG showroom. It is awesome. The AMG models are incredible, super fast, super aggressive. You could see them in the AMG showroom at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. 5389 Poplar. Easy to find. It's Poplar and Valley Brook. Not far from our studio. It's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership. On the web, mbofmemphis.com, mbofmemphis.com. Got Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. Hannibal Buress, who's got a sold-out show at Minglewood Hall tonight, going to be with me at around 5:20. So if you don't mind, I'm going to rush through these real quickly because I want to get to Jeff so we can return to my Barry Odom number by number by number, which is not a flattering look for the former Missouri coach, possible future Memphis coach. So I'm going to discuss four stories, but I'm going to do it as quickly as I can possibly do it, which probably still isn't quick enough.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The Grizzlies got a win last night.
Yes, they did.
In the Bay Area, they win at 110-102 over the Golden State Warriors. So now they're 7-16, but forget about that number. That number doesn't matter. The number that matters is the number beside Ja Morant's name. 26 points in 29 minutes. Also had 7 assists, 2 rebounds, and a steal. And 13 of those 26 points came in the fourth quarter when he absolutely took over like he has consistently done this season. I think we always, and we've said this before, hoped that he would be a takeover game lead guard at some point. I don't know that we thought it'd be in December of his rookie year. He's 20 years old, and he's taking over games, NBA games, in the fourth quarter. And I know it was against the Warriors, and the Warriors are hurt, and the Warriors stink. We watched him do it against Kyrie.
Yep.
We've seen him consistently do it, almost regardless of the competition. What he did to the Warriors last night ain't much different than what he did to future Hall of Famer Kyrie Irving earlier in the season. And there's a really nice article over at The Athletic from Omari Sankofa, who covers the Grizzlies for The Athletic. And he points out that it's only 18 games into the season for Ja Morant, but he is on pace to become the best fourth quarter scoring rookie in a long, long time and by a significant margin. Right now, Ja Morant is averaging 8.5 points in the fourth quarter of games. And it's the highest fourth quarter point average by any rookie since the 1996-97 season, which is how far back the NBA.com stats tool goes. I'm reading straight from his article here. Allen Iverson would be second highest in that span. He scored 7 points per game in the fourth quarter as a rookie. Kyrie got 6.4 points as a rookie in the fourth quarter. Ben Gordon got 6.1 points as a rookie in the fourth quarter. And those are the only four rookies to average at least 6 fourth quarter points since 1996. Ja Morant right now averaging 8.5. So we can debate what he's going to be, although star looks like the most likely scenario. But this is not debatable right now. He is performing at a historically great rate in the fourth quarter of basketball games as a rookie. If you need more evidence of it, go check that article out, theathletic.com.
Story number two.
Didn't take Matt Luke or Chad Morris long to find new jobs. Matt Luke is now the new offensive line coach at Georgia, replacing the new Arkansas coach who left Georgia to be the head coach at Arkansas. And the former Arkansas coach, Chad Morris, is now the offensive coordinator at Auburn, replacing Kenny Dillingham, who left Auburn to go to Florida State to work for Mike Norvell again. So I guess this makes sense. You know, at one point, Chad Morris was considered one of the great offensive coordinators in football. That's how he ends up with the jobs that he gets. And Matt Luke is an accomplished offensive line coach. And so, anytime you can add a former SEC head coach, even if an unsuccessful one, a former SEC head coach to your staff, you don't pass on that opportunity. I think it's especially interesting for Auburn because, with all due respect to Kenny Dillingham, he's still very, very young. When you lose a coordinator, you don't usually upgrade a day later. That's not usually the way it works.
Right.
You hope to find somebody who can maybe be as good as that person was, but you don't hire somebody usually to replace the person you just lost who is probably better in this moment than the person you just lost. But Auburn might have just did that. I mean, if you're Gus Malzahn, you probably didn't want to lose Kenny. But if I told you you could trade Kenny right now for Chad Morris, probably do that, right? I think you probably did that. Chad's got a more extensive resume. A more impressive track record. It doesn't mean Kenny won't be great or isn't great, but if you were looking for somebody who's done it at a high level consistently calling plays, well, then Chad Morris is that guy. And so two former SEC head coaches, they were not unemployed for long. They are now on staff at Georgia and Auburn.
Story number three.
It's a light week for college basketball because most schools, or at least lots of schools, are in finals. So the schedule's just light. People don't want to travel. So we don't get many great games this week. There was nothing last night. But tonight is pretty good. 6 o'clock tip, Jimmy V Classic inside Madison Square Garden, Texas Tech against number one Louisville. In the preseason, this would have been a top 15 matchup, but Texas Tech is on a 3-game losing streak. They started 5-0 against nothing competition, all sub-200 teams. Then they lost back-to-back games against unranked teams. But the past two losses have come while their leading scorer, Jamias Ramsey, heralded freshman, has been sidelined with a hamstring injury, and they were both in overtime. My point being that Texas Tech is probably better than its 5-3 record indicates when it's healthy. But the problem tonight is that it doesn't appear Jamias Ramsey is going to play again. Chris Beard, the head coach there, has said it would be a game-time decision, but Rob Doster from NBC Sports is already at the Garden, and he tweeted a minute ago that for whatever it's worth, Texas Tech players are in uniform and going through warm-ups, and Jamias Ramsey is in sweats just rebounding for them. So that suggests that he's probably not going to go, which suggests that Louisville will probably be 10-0 after tonight and then 12-0 when they go to Rupp Arena 3 days after Christmas for a showdown with John Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats.
Story number four.
New York Yankees have offered Gerrit Cole a contract worth more than the record-breaking 7-year, $245 million deal that Steven Strasburg and the Washington Nationals agreed to earlier this week. Sources have told ESPN's Buster Olney. So Gerrit Cole, and I guess he's worth every penny. Like if they-
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.